Vanilla is our favorite flavor of ice cream, but that is quickly followed by chocolate, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and chocolate chip cookie dough.
Yum mm-hmm. to all of that. So if we're adding the cone to the ice cream, what is that doing to our calorie count?
Well, we're really boosting the calories. So basically, a scoop of ice cream, so that's really about half a cup, and that has 140 calories, 7 grams of fat, including 4 grams of saturated fat, which we don't want to have as much of. And then if you add that cone on, so the little cones, you know, the ones that really we think of for kids, those are about 100, 120 calories. But you get to the waffle cone, which so good. And, of course, means you put more ice cream in it, too, right?
Of course.
Well, those can go up 150, even maybe 200, depending on where it is. So if you're going to add toppings, make them fruit, but because the other ones really can add a lot of calories.
Boo.
All right. Well, a lot of folks can't even have dairy or they're worried about the extra calories, but that doesn't mean they can't have, you know, all kinds of sweet frozen treats. Talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, this is where it's really wonderful because there are so many options and we really don't have time to name them all. But, you know, you can get now concoctions that are fat-free and sugar-free. And so fudgesicles, frozen fruit bars, ice cream sandwiches and ice cream bars. And then I found recently a new product, which is a fruit bar that is actually just the top of it is dipped in chocolate. It's only 110 calories, and it is delicious. Mm. So, you know, then there's gelato and frozen yogurt and snow cones and shaved ice. So there are even products for vegans who don't want to have, you know, they're obviously not going to go with animal products. So major brands like Ben & Jerry's, Breyers, Halo, and more have actually produced frozen treats from almond milk and other nut milk. So if you have lactose intolerance or you have, you know, reasons that you don't want to consume animal products, there's so many things you can do. Plus, let's not forget, I'm of the era when you could even make these little popsicles in your freezer. You get the containers, put a stick in them. And it could be frozen fruit juice, you know, that's what's wrong with that, right?
Frozen banana.
Bananas,
dipped
right?
In chocolate. You know,
all those things, yes. So there are just so many options. And then plus we have portion control. So a lot of things are coming in very small portions, 100 calories, 60 calories. So everybody can enjoy these treats when it gets hot.